We'll open with prayer then. God and Father, we thank thee for this little time we can spend on the Zoom and considering the gospel message, considering the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're particularly concerned for anyone who's still, yes, they're on the call, but they still do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, still do not have forgiveness of sins or peace with God or hope for eternity. And this would be our prayer that precious souls might be turned from darkness to light today and find the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. Help us as we look at thy word now and bless thy word to, and the gospel message to everyone gathered. We think of any special needs, perhaps some are not well, or in our families, we pray thy thy healing hand upon them, if it please thee. And we think of those who are suffering inconvenience, really, in the Philippines with flooding and typhoon, some things that some of us know very little about. But we pray that thou wilt just be to them all that they need and bring them through this difficult time safely. So we ask these things now as we continue with this time together in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Now we're reading today from the Gospel according to John and chapter 9. We're reading selected verses. It's a long chapter, so for the sake of time, we're going to read verses 1 to 9, and then we'll go further down the chapter. John's Gospel, chapter 9, from verse 1. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went and his way therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbours therefore, and they which had seen him that was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Now we'll go down to verse 24. Then again called they the man that was blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise, we know this man is a sinner. That was the Pharisees who said that. Verse 25, he answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. And now verse 35, Jesus heard that they had cast him out. And when he had found him, he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. Now, Raquel will read that in Tagalog.
Ating basahin sa Biblia, sa Tagalog, ay mula sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 9, verse 1 hanggang 9, and then 24 to 25, and 35 to 38. So, verse 1, At sa pagdaan ni Jesus, ay nakita niya ang isang taong bulag buhat ng kanyang kapanganakan. At tinanong siya ng kanyang mga alagad na sinasabing, Guro, sino ang nagkasala, ang taong ito o ang kanyang mga magulang na siya'y maipanganak na bulag? Sumagot si Jesus, hindi ang taong ito ang nagkasala ni ang kanyang mga magulang, datapuat upang ang mga gawa ng Diyos ay maipahayag sa kanya. 4. Kailangan kong gawin ang gawain niya na nagsugo sa akin samantalang araw pa. Darating ang gabi na wala ng taong makakagawa. 5. Hanggat ako'y nasa sanlibutan, ako ang liwanag ng sanlibutan. 6. Pagkasabi niya nito ay dumura siya sa lupa at gumawa ng putik mula sa dura at kanyang pinahid sa mga mata ng taong bulag gamit ang putik. At sinabi sa kanya, humayo ka at maghugas sa tipo ng tubig ng Siloam na sa pagpapaliwanag ay isinugo. Kaya tumungo siya at naghugas at dumating na nakakakita. 8. Kaya't ang mga kapitbahay at silang mga nakakita sa kanya noon na siya'y bulag ay sinabing, hindi ba't siya iyon na nakaupo at nanlimos? 9. Sinabi ng iba, siya nga ito. Sinabi ng iba, ay mukhang siya iyon. Ngunit sinabi niya, ay ako nga. At sa verse 24, muli na may tinawag nila ang taong dating bulag at sinabi sa kanya, luwalhatiin mo ang Diyos, nalalaman namin na ang taong ito ay makasalanan. 25, sumagot siya at sinabing, makasalanan man siya o hindi ay di ko nalalaman. Isang bagay ang aking nalalaman na dati akong bulag. Ngayon nakakakita na ako. Verse 35. Narinig ni Jesus na siya'y pinalayas nila at nang siya'y matagpuan niya, ay sinabi sa kanya, nananampalataya ka na ba sa anak ng Diyos? 36. Sumagot siya at sinabing, sino siya, Panginoon, upang ako'y manampalataya sa kanya? 37. At sinabi ni Jesus sa kanya, siya rin ay nakita mo na at siya itong nangungusap sa iyo. 38. At sinabi niya, Panginoon, ako'y sumasampalataya. At siya'y sinamba niya.
No doubt many people had often seen this blind beggar on their way to and from the temple in Jerusalem. And some people who passed by him were his neighbors. And some may also have known that he was born blind. But how different when the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, passed by.
Sa mga talatang ating binasa patungkol sa bulag na pulubi, walang duda na maraming tao na paroot pa rito sa templo sa Jerusalem ay madalas siyang makita at marahil ang ilan sa kanila ay kanyang kapitbahay. At alam nila na siya ay ipinanganak na bulag. Subalit isang araw, ang Panginoong Jesus ang dumaan at ito ay naiiba.
The Lord Jesus not only saw that he was just a blind beggar, but he knew that he had been born blind and knew everything about him. The Lord Jesus knows everything about you and me too. He knows us all through and through because He is God and He made us.
Hindi lamang ang pagiging pulubing bulag ang nakita ng Panginoong Jesus sa taong ito. Alam niya ang lahat sa kanyang pagkatao. Batid ng Panginoon na siya ay ipinanganak na bulag. Kung magkagayon man, batid din ng Panginoon ang lahat ng bagay sa iyo at sa akin. Kilala niya tayong lubos. Sapagkat siya ang lumikha sa atin.
The disciples who were with the Lord Jesus asked him if the reason the man was born blind was because of some specific sin that the man's parents had committed or that the man himself had committed. So their question was not about sin in the life in a general way, but whether the blindness was the result of a particular sin.
Ang mga alagad ng Panginoong Hesus ay nagtanong sa kanya kung ang pagkabulag ba ng taong ito ay resulta ng isang particular na pagkakamali o kasalanang nagawa ng kanyang magulang o ng taong bulag mismo?
The answer of the Lord Jesus to their question was very clear, that it was not the result of any one sin the blind man or his parents had committed at all. It was for the purpose that the works of God would be manifest or revealed in that man, and those works of God would become known that very day.
Sumagot ang Panginoon, hindi ito resulta ng isang partikular na pagkakamali o kasalanang nagawa ng taong bulag o ng kanyang magulang. Bagkus, ang layunin ng kanyang pagkabulag ay upang maipakita o maipaalam ang kahangahangang gawa ng Diyos.
The Savior desires to do a great work in you today. You may not be outwardly blind as this man was, but you may still be inwardly blind to your need as a guilty sinner and not yet repented of your sin. You are still in unbelief and blind to your danger of future judgment of God in hell and finally the lake of fire forever.
Nais ng Panginoon na gumawa ng kahangahangang bagay sa inyong buhay ngayon. Marahil hindi kayo bulag kagaya ng tao sa ating kwento. Subalit bulag kayo sa katotohanan, kayo ay makasalanan at nangangailangang magsisi. At sa kapahamakan ng darating na paghahatol ng Diyos sa impyerno at sa dagat-dagatang apoy, magpasawalang hanggan.
Now, the second book of Corinthians, chapter 4, and verse 4 says, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The God of this world is Satan, who would blind your mind to the gospel and of seeing your urgent need to be saved.
Sa ikalawang Korinto, chapter 4, verse 4, ay nasasaad na binulag ng Diyos ng sanlibutang ito ang pag-iisip ng mga hindi nagsisisampalataya upang sa kanila'y huwag sumilang ang kaliwanagan ng Ebanghelyo ng kaluwalhatian ni Kristo na siyang larawan ng Diyos. Ang Diyos ng mundong ito ay si Satanas, na bumulag sa inyong isipan upang hindi ninyo makita ang pangangailangan ng kaligtasan.
Just as the Lord Jesus would do that miracle on the blind man that day, his day of opportunity, so today is your day of opportunity, and you may never have another day. Please do not ignore your need to be saved.
Ginawa ng Panginoon ang himala ng araw na iyon sa lalaking bulag, ang tanging araw na nagkaroon siya ng oportunidad na makaharap ang Panginoon. Kung kaya't ngayon, ito ang araw na itinakda sa inyo, maaring wala ng ibang araw na dumating ang ganitong pagkakataon, kung kaya't namamanhik kami na huwag niyong palampasin ang pangangailangang maligtas.
In John chapter 9, verse 5, we have one of the I am titles of the Lord Jesus. He said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Sadly, the world in general will not recognize him as the light of the world.
Sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 9, verse 5, ang sabi ng Panginoon, samantalang ako'y nasa sanlibutan, ako ang ilaw ng sanlibutan. Ang nakalulungkot, hindi siya kinilala ng sanlibutan bilang ilaw o liwanag.
John chapter 3 verse 19 gives us the reason for their refusal, telling us that those who choose to remain in the blindness and darkness of sin, the verse said, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, And men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil.
Sa Juan chapter 3, verse 19, ay nagsasaad ng dahilan ng kanilang pagtanggi at piniling manatiling bulag at nasa kadiliman ng kasalanan. At ito ang kahatulan na naparito ang liwanag sa sanlibutan at inibig pa ng mga tao ang kadiliman sa halip na liwanag dahil ang kanilang mga gawa ay masama.
The Lord Jesus, the light of the world, then began the miracle. He spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the man's eyes with it. We must remember that the very spittle of Christ was clean, because everything about the Lord Jesus is pure and holy and without sin. Not like the vile spittle of sinners who with hatred spat upon the Lord Jesus just before he went to the cross.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ang liwanag ng sanlibutan. Sa pasimula ng kanyang himala, siya ay dubura sa lupa at gumawa ng putik at ipinahid sa mata ng taong bulag. Ating tandaan, maging ang dura ng Panginoon ay malinis sapagkat siya ay dalisay at banal, hindi kagaya ng mga taong galit sa kanya.
After the man's blind eyes were anointed, the man's faith was required. The Lord told him to go to that pool of Siloam and to wash there. The blind man obeyed the Lord Jesus, and with the obedience of faith, he went where he was sent by the Lord Jesus. He washed there, and in response to that faith, he received his sight by the power of the Lord Jesus.
Matapos na pahiran ng putik ng Panginoon ang mata ng bulag na lalaki, sinabi ng Panginoon na siya ay magtungo sa tipo ng tubig ng Siloam at maghugas doon. Kapag daka, ang lalaking bulag ay sumunod at nagtungo sa Siloam, kung saan siya pinapunta ng Panginoong Jesus. At dahilan siya ay nananampalataya at nagtiwala sa salita ng Panginoon, ay nabuksan ang kanyang paningin at nakakita.
When the man received his sight, those neighbors questioned if this was the same man. But his testimony to them was, "I am he."
Marami ang hindi makapaniwala sa himalang nangyari sa bulag na lalaki. Maging ang kanyang mga kapitbahay ay nag-alinlangan at nagtanong kung siya nga ba ang pulubing bulag. At mariing sinabi niya na ako nga ito ang inyong kapitbahay na bulag.
The religious Jews who hated Christ tried to get the man to agree with them, accusing the sinless Lord Jesus of being a sinner. But he boldly testified what he knew of the Lord Jesus and what he had done for him. "One thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see."
Ang mga relihiyosong Hudyo na galit sa Panginoon ay ipinatawag ang lalaking dating bulag at tinangkang makiayon sa kanila sa pag-aakusa sa Panginoong Jesus na ito ay isang makasalanan. Subalit matapang na nagpahayag ang lalaking dating bulag, nakilala niya ang Panginoon at ang himalang ginawa nito sa kanya. Sinabi niya, "Ang aking nalalaman na dati ako'y bulag, ngayon nakakakita na ako."
The religious Jews rejected Christ and rejected the man's evidence of the Lord Jesus giving him his sight. So they cast him out. But the Lord Jesus heard of it and found the man.
At sapagkat galit ang mga relihiyosong Hudyo sa Panginoong Jesus, ay hindi nila tinanggap ang patotoo ng lalaking dating bulag sa himalang ginawa ng Panginoon sa kanya. kung kaya't siya ay pinatapon. Subalit nang ito ay marinig ng Panginoon, siya ay hinanap ng Panginoon.
He was to do an even greater miracle on this man, of which the miracle of receiving his physical sight is just a picture. Immediately the Lord Jesus met the man. He asked him a question that he still asks you today. Dost thou believe on the Son of God?
At nang siya ay matagpuan ng Panginoon, ay mayroong mas mahalagang himala ang Panginoon na kanyang gagawin, kung saan ang pisikal na pagkakaroon ng paningin ay isang larawan. Tinanong ng Panginoon ang lalaki, naniniwala ka ba sa anak ng Diyos?
This man wanted to believe. And as soon as the Lord Jesus told him that he was the Son of God, he confessed, Lord, I believe. His very acknowledgement of faith and trust in Christ as his Lord shows that he was saved, and with his sins forgiven, was now a worshipper of the Lord Jesus.
Ang lalaking dating bulag na nagnais na maniwala, kaya't nang sabihin ng Panginoon na siya nga ang anak ng Diyos, kanyang ipinahayag, Panginoon, ako ay naniniwala. Ang kanyang pagtanggap ay nagpapakita na siya ay naligtas at napatawad ang kasalanan, at nagsimula siyang sumamba sa Panginoong Jesus.
The Lord Jesus was soon to go to the cross to suffer for sinners, to pay the price in full for human sin by shedding his precious blood, by laying down his perfect holy life there. God says in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The Lord Jesus on the cross, after suffering for sin, could cry, it is finished. Then he died and was buried, but 3 days later, he rose again.
Pagkatapos ng himalang ito, ang Panginoong Jesus ay magtutungo na sa krus upang maipako at magdusa at bayaran ng buo ang kasalanan ng sangkatauhan. Sa pamamagitan ng pagbuhos ng kanyang mahalagang dugo at sa pag-aalay ng kanyang buhay na banal. Sa unang Juan chapter 1 verse 7 ay nagsasaad, ang dugo ni Jesus na naglilinis sa atin mula sa kasalanan, at pagkatapos na siya ay magdusa at sumigaw na tapos na, siya ay inilibing. Subalit na buhay muli pagkaraan ng ikatlong araw.
Now we're going to read 2 verses that tell us about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures.
1 Corinthians chapter 15. At ating babasahin sa 3 and 4. Sa unang aklat ng Korinto, chapter 15, verses 3 hanggang 4. Verse 3. Sapagkat ibinigay ko sa inyo itong pinakamahalagang katuruan na tinanggap ko rin, si Kristo'y namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan bilang katuparan sa sinasabi sa kasulatan. Inilibing siya at muling nabuhay sa ikatlong araw ayon din sa kasulatan.
The resurrection of the Lord Jesus proves that God had accepted his one sufficient sacrifice on the cross for sins. Now you need to repent of your sins and in trusting faith, turn and accept him as your own personal Lord and Savior.
Ang pagkabuhay na muli ng Panginoong Jesus ay nagpapatunay na kinalugdan ng Diyos ang kanyang alay. At ito'y sapat na upang mapatawad ang ating mga kasalanan. At kung kayo ay magsisisi at mananampalataya at tanggapin siya bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas,
then you will be saved and receive not your physical sight like the blind man, but you will receive your spiritual sight and forgiveness of your sins. The Holy Spirit permanently lives within you from then on.
Tatanggapin nyo hindi ang physical na paningin, bagkus ang espiritual na paningin at kapatawaran ng inyong kasalanan, at ang banal na espiritu ay mananahan sa inyo.
Acts chapter 26 verse 18 explains what God does for a person when they get saved. To turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified, which means a home in heaven, by faith that is in me, that's in the Lord Jesus.
Sa Aklat ng Mga Gawa, chapter 26, verse 18, ay nagpapahayag kung ano ang gagawin ng Diyos sa mga taong naligtas. Ating basahin, Gawa 26:18. Isusugo kita sa mga taong iyon upang imulat ang kanilang mga mata. Ibalik sila sa kaliwanagan mula sa kadiliman. Iligtas sila sa kapangyarihan ni Satanas at ibalik sa Diyos. At sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya nila sa akin, sila'y patatawarin sa kanilang mga kasalanan at sila'y mapapabilang sa mga taong pinaging banal ng Diyos.
Remember too, it was the day when the Lord Jesus was passing by that he met the blind man. He seized his opportunity, obeyed the word of the Lord, and received his sight spiritually as well as physically. He was saved that day. As you hear the gospel call of Christ today, remember it may be your last and only opportunity in respond to his call of love and to be saved.
Ating tandaan na ang Panginoon ay dumaan ng araw na iyon at hindi ito pinalampas ng taong dating bulag ang pagkakataon. Sumunod siya sa salita ng Panginoon at natanggap ang kanyang pisikal at espiritual na paningin. Siya ay naligtas. Sa pakikinig ninyo sa mensahe ng Ebanghelyo ngayon, maaaring ito na ang inyong huling pagkakataon na tumugon sa kanyang pagmamahal at sa kanyang panawagan.
2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2 says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation."
At sa ikalawang Korinto, chapter 6, verse 2, ay nagsasaad, "Masdan, ngayon na ang takdang panahon. Masdan, ngayon na ang araw ng pagliligtas."
Now we want to read think about John chapter 3, verse 16 in closing. And before I close with prayer, John chapter 3, verse 16, listen to it. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
Ating pakinggan muli ang salita ng Diyos na matatagpuan sa Juan chapter 3, verse 16. "Sapagkat gayong inibig ng Diyos ang sanlibutan, na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na sinilang na anak, upang ang sinumang sumampalataya sa kanya ay hindi mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan."
Okay. Now we'll pray. God and Father, we come to Thee as we come to the end of our time together. The gospel has been preached and shared with others today, and we pray for all who've been on this call, particularly those who still do not know the Saviour. who are still not physically blind necessarily, but blind to the things of God and blind to their need to repent of sin and trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour, be ready for the great eternity, and might be delivered from the pathway that's going down to hell and put on that road to heaven. We want to meet one another in heaven, but we'll only do that if we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Saviour. Or that someone might take that step of faith today and be turned from the darkness of sin to the very light of the gospel and of salvation. And it is the day of salvation. Oh, that day of salvation would dawn upon someone today who's heard the gospel on our Zoom meeting today. And we pray thou wilt bless thy word to us and each one of us according to our need. We ask these things in the name of our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.